helpless and the poor. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead. Were a grief I could not bear, didst thou not hear and answer prayer? But a prayer hearing, answering God, supports me under every load. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead.
I guess stand with us and we'll read the scripture. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful, and the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Him there in every turning, he will prepare. you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we come before you today with a desire to worship you, to lift our voices, to lift our hearts, to lift our minds and all that we are, to bring you glory and honor. And we pray that you would be with us now as we do so, that you would fill this room with your Spirit, that we might be filled with your Spirit and worship through your Spirit, Lord. And we pray that as we do, that you would be glorified and honored through the thoughts of our hearts, the words of our mouths, and the meditations of our minds, Lord. We pray that in each of these things, Lord, that you would be glorified. And we know at the same time that we have parts of us that are always distracted by the things of this world, by the worries, the anxieties, the troubles that we're having, Lord. And we pray that those things would not keep us from worshiping you, but you would take those and set those aside and remind us by the power of your Spirit that we are your children and we are here to bring you glory and honor. And so that we pray that as we do all these things today, that you would be honored through who we are, through what we say, through what we do. And we pray that you would be blessed through all of this. In Christ's precious name, amen.
Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Destitute, despised, forsaken, now from hence my all shall be. Perish every fond ambition, all I've sought or hoped or known. Yet how rich is my condition, God and heaven are still mine.
Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Go then, earthly fame and treasure, come disaster. measure. With thy favor, loss is gain. I have called thee Abba, Father. I have stayed my heart on thee. Storms may howl and clouds may gather. All must work for good.
Please be seated.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our actions. the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Your plans for us, truths unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity, and by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith we'll walk as you walk. Church is built and the earth is filled with your glory.
Lord, thank you for this day and this time, and I pray that the words of this song would speak to us, that your truth would enter into our lives and affect us, and that it would change us and change what we do every day. I pray for Tom and for the sermon this morning, that our hearts would be open to your teaching and your leading. In Jesus' name, amen.
Buenos dias y bienvenido. Buenos dias y bienvenido a Hope Church. Yeah. It's good to see all of you here this morning. Glad you're with us. My name is Darden Kaler. I'm trying to reach for my notes. I'm one of the pastors here at Hope Church, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what is going on in the life of Hope Church outside of Sunday morning, because the life of the believer is not just about what we do on Sunday mornings, but about what we do each and every day of the week. And so we kind of cover all of that as part of our worship, because it is the way we worship God every day. So there's a couple things going on, but first I want to point out to you that there's this little sheet of paper, third sheet of paper in your bulletins, if you've got a bulletin. And this sheet of paper will, you can write prayer requests on it, you can write notes, you can critique Tom or whatever else you might want to do, something like that. Or if you're visiting with us, you can tell us that you're here, just so we can know that you're here and we can say thanks for visiting and kind of keep track. Anyway, beyond that, we've got some other things going on. Women's Bible study is Monday evening, 6:30. You can contact Peggy Gardner if you are interested in that. Blueprint Mission Trip for the youth group and adults that are interested in chaperoning is also coming up in July. If you are interested in that, you may see Tom. And we're still looking for volunteers for all of our ministries. So if you have a gift that you want to use for God's glory, say working in the children's ministry or playing guitar, playing drums, singing, something like that, you can give us an email. Send us an email. Send an email to, hopeoffice@epc? No, it's...
hopeepc.office.
That was right. Whatever Tom just said. hopeepc.office@gmail.com. And if you are interested in finding out more information about any of this stuff, you can always check the website, because that has all of that there as well. And here's Tommy. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
That's what that was all about, just if you want the inside scoop. But don't tell anyone. Shh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Bienvenidos a Hope Church. Welcome to Hope. I'm Pastor Tom. It's good to have you with us. I think Darden covered all of our bases. So, Aiden, why don't you come forward? And then we're going to invite along with you all of the important people. If you are in fifth grade or younger, we invite you to come forward at this time. Good morning, everybody. Safe. Good morning, good morning. How are y'all doing? Good. All right, how many of you know the Lord's Prayer? You can say it?
Yeah.
You can say the whole thing?
I know.
You know the Lord's Prayer? You gonna do it? You ready? You wanna lead us? Our Father. Oh, is that on? Looks like it's on. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go.
There we go.
Now you're on. Good, good.
Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts,
as we have also forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever. Amen.
Amen. You ever wanted to clap for a prayer before? Yeah. All right, so that's called the Lord's Prayer. Aiden is going to tell us about the pieces, the parts of the Lord's Prayer, the different things that Jesus is teaching us to do when we pray. You ready?
Yes.
All right, tell us about it.
All right, so in verse 9 states, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What this is praising. It's praising God. What are some ways that you guys could praise God?
How can you praise God? Remy.
Prayers for nights, for helping people. If they get very injured,
you'll help people. Sure. God. You can praise God for being our healer. When people are injured, yep. How else can we praise God? ¿Cómo adoramos a Dios? Radio silence. All right. So what's the next part of the... Oh, yeah, what do you got?
To save us.
You can praise him for saving us. Right? Yeah. Praise him because he's the God of salvation. I like that. Good job.
All right. So the next part, when it says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it is stating God's kingdom and will and asking for it on earth.
What do you got?
What do you got?
Say again. Dying on the cross for us. We got a delayed praise right in the middle of our seeking God's will and kingdom.
Yes.
We'll take it because he did die on the cross for us. That's how he established his kingdom. Well done.
In verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. So this is the part where you ask for your basic needs. What do you guys think are some basic needs?
What are some needs you could ask God for? Food and water, all right.
Shelter.
All right, that's pretty good. What about a Ferrari? Do what? You don't need a Ferrari? Oh, I need a Ferrari. Okay. All right. Ask and you shall receive. Except maybe not a Ferrari. Go
yes.
ahead. Save me, man.
In verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors is asking us, is asking for forgiveness and being more forgiving.
Do you ever need to ask God for forgiveness? Yes. And when God forgives you, does he want you to then not forgive other people?
No.
No, he wants you to forgive other people, to be more forgiving. Okay. I think you get it. What else you got?
Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, is asking for protection from temptation, sin, and evil.
Do you ever need protection from bad things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we get scared in life, and we can ask God to help.
Also, last time I got scared in my room, it was nighttime, and I heard this. And I was like, and I was praying, like I was like.
So you got scared in your room, and you started praying?
Yeah.
Good. Then you ran out of your room just in case God did not answer your prayer. Okay. I gotcha. All right. You want to pray for these little prayer warriors?
Sure.
All right. We're going to pray for you before you go to Hope for Kids. You ready? All right.
Lord, we thank you for these beautiful children. We thank you for their amazing personalities and their amazing smart brains, and that they enjoy and are able to fully grasp your the Lord's Prayer in Hope for Kids. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great time in Hope for Kids. Thanks for being here. They're so cute.
Yes.
All right, Aiden. So if anybody's wondering why you're here, can I explain that real quick?
Yes.
So every summer, we ask different members of our youth community, our youth group. Thank you, whoever did that. I appreciate that. To work on a different theme that we're developing with them prior to this. And this summer, the theme is the Lord's Prayer. And I've asked each of our youth who are going to participate to study the Lord's Prayer and evaluate like their strengths and weaknesses as it relates to the various components of prayer that Jesus gives us in the Lord's Prayer. And then they're going to speak to you either based on their strengths or their weaknesses, where they want to delve in more to God's Word as it relates to that aspect of prayer. And so Aiden is with us, and you have prepared a prayer for this moment that is based on the structure of the Lord's Prayer. It's not exactly the Lord's Prayer, but it's based off of that kind of model that Jesus gave us. Because he did tell us to like pray the same thing every time we pray, right? Like heap up lots of words. Same structure. Yeah, because so right before the Lord's Prayer, he says don't
maybe not word
say
for
the
word
same
every
thing
single
all
time.
The
yeah.
time. Yeah, okay. So you've built a prayer based on that, so you're going to open us with prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Take it away.
Lord, we thank you for your beautiful word and this message. Help us to practice your kingdom and live out your will. Guide us as we interpret your word and apply it to our lives. We are full of sin, and we are forever grateful for your forgiveness expressed through Christ. Help us to be more forgiving as we encounter trespasses towards us. Please help us combat sin and temptation, and protect us from the evil that is in the world. Bless and protect our troops, give them strength, and keep them from harm's way. Lord, bless our sister church in Cuba, and give them your protection and keep them safe. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well done. All right. Thank you very much. So we're going to get to know you a little bit. So you are Jim.
Aiden.
Aiden.
Aiden, yes.
Aiden. Okay. Give us your last name, Aiden.
Barnes.
Barnes. And you are, tell us about you.
I am a junior in high school.
Okay. Where at?
Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
Even though I said Johnson to someone else one time when they asked me where you went to school. Could there be a bigger insult than that? Really?
I mean,
don't say it. Don't say it. Just,
Piper
just
might
keep moving. Yeah,
be worse. My favorite subject is the soft sciences.
Soft sciences. You like them because they're squishy?
Because they have to do more with the social aspect. Sciences like psychology, for example, have to, although it is also based in biology.
Right.
You also study the more social aspect and how people communicate and act around each other,
Very
stuff like
good.
That.
All right.
I run cross country and track.
Do you run them well?
I think.
All right.
There's always new freshmen that come in there.
What's your track event?
I run the 800 meter and the mile.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, you're.
Yes. I mean, the last 300 meters is the worst because that's when you're like, okay, this is
you're
the actual
to
race.
Kick and
yeah.
You got nothing left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you kick anyway, mm-hmm. and then you throw up when you're done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got Every it. Single time.
Yeah. I would throw up in the first 300 yards, just to be clear. So get that over with. Okay. And your favorite movie?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Definitely. Yes.
Excellent choice.
I mean, The Princess Bride. It's a good contestant.
Hope Church neither fully condones or endorses movies mentioned by our youth during the Youth Summer Sermon Series, but their pastor might share a favorite movie with them. So, good. And when your family goes to Buc-ee's, what's your go-to? What do you get every time?
Saltwater taffy, probably.
Saltwater taffy?
I don't get taffy that often, so...
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually go to.
All right.
Also the deli area.
The deli, general deli products mm-hmm. at large, maybe several of them at once. Okay. Because if you're running cross country, you need some calories.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to carbo load. Okay. And what do you want to be when you grow up? Not that you're not already grown up, but.
I plan on being an author. Clinical psychologist, philosopher, and a lecturer.
Did you say philosopher?
Yes.
That's really dangerous. We've already got one. It's back there.
All well, right. Christian philosopher, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to leave Albert alone. But okay, philosopher and a psychologist. And possibly a professor.
Yes.
You're going to be giving TED Talks someday. Is that what you're telling me?
Hopefully bigger than that.
Hopefully bigger than that. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So what aspect of the Lord's Prayer came most naturally to you when you started working through this?
Probably praise and thanksgiving. And probably praise and thanksgiving.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many different things you can praise God for, and it's really hard to fit it all in a prayer.
True. So. And you don't have to fit every praise into every prayer.
Yes.
Okay. So praise came naturally. What aspect of the Lord's Prayer was the least natural for you?
Probably what we're focusing on, aiming for God's will.
Okay.
Being able, you're never able to fully grasp his will.
Amen.
Unless you are him. So that's why I find that the hardest or least natural is because what exactly is God's will? And I guess that's
right.
why we're here.
Right.
Is to understand it better.
Yeah. Okay. So that part that your will be done, that's the part that's kind of the most obtuse for you, maybe. And so you, in this exercise, found another passage. This was part of the assignment to kind of mm-hmm. identify either a weakness or a strength and then find another passage that speaks to that, that develops that. And you found that other passage. I guess we did read the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
All right. And then I forgot to read it in Spanish. which I meant to do. Forgive me. All right. So we're going to jump to Romans chapter 12. Is that where we're supposed to be right now? Okay. And you're going to read Romans 12, verses 1 through 3, and then we skipped a portion that deals with being in the body of Christ, because it wasn't, it's good stuff, but it's not necessarily relevant to the thy will be done as much as these other parts of this passage. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to read verses 1 through 3, and then verses 9 through 13. You ready?
Yep.
All right, hit it.
All right. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality.
Okay, and we jumped over verse 3. I'll just read it real quick. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. So you're going to kind of summarize this passage for us. What do you got there? What do you see in this passage? Because it does speak to this idea of entering into God's will. So take us through the passage. Tell us what you see.
Well, verses 1 through 3, it has a very similar structure to the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
Paul starts with praise. Presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice.
As an act of worship, praise, yes.
And, yeah, and through, then, well, verses 2 through 3, Paul goes on to aiming for God's will by not conforming to the world and to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and that by testing you may discern what is the will of God.
Okay, and so you kind of, picked out, these are, this verses 1 through 3 are sort of this big overarching element of, if you want to be in God's will, these are kind of the things that need to be in place.
Yes.
Okay. And so to this act of worship or praise, of presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Keep going. Keep us going. What is it that we're transformed by here?
The gospel.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yes.
In verse 3, it talks about staying humble, to not think more highly of yourself.
Okay.
And
it's okay. We're doing fine. So that gospel transformation, that change that we undergo when we know Jesus, is the thing that sort of brings us into God's will, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. And there's this presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, being transformed, not conforming, but being transformed to the image of God. That's by the power of the gospel. And then this brings us into this posture of humility. And you gave this phrase that I thought was really insightful, that the type of humility that God calls us to is actually
radical.
Radical, right?
Yes.
And that he's this change, it's like we've taken ourselves out of the driver's seat and put God there. And this requires this kind of radical humility, that you're not a Christian because you're better than these people, right?
Yes.
And so, in fact, that would be kind of the opposite of the gospel. We realize we didn't do anything to deserve this grace, and so here we are. And So talk to me. You had written about in our interactions this radical humility. Talk to me about that for a second.
Well, a lot of it has to do with understanding that everything you have and worked for, you must give credit to God.
Okay.
Although you have worked for it,
right,
you have to understand that God is the person who supplied you strength, mm-hmm. and he's the one who helped guide you as you worked and kept you going and motivated to keep striving,
okay,
to be successful.
Okay. Yeah, and so you'll see like an athlete win a championship or something, and they'll say, well, I give all glory to God, and you're like, well, you worked really hard, right?
Yeah.
But they're recognizing, like, even all that hard work, if God hadn't given them that those physical capabilities and the mental stick-to-itiveness to make that happen, they wouldn't be where they are, right? And so,
yes.
Okay, good. So we've looked at this big idea, this overarching, the overarching components of living in God's will, and then you sort of you saw verses 9-13 as examples of the kind of the brass tacks, the basic steps. If you want to live in God's will, these are the things you got to work at. Okay, so take us through those basic steps to living out God's will in verses 9-13.
Well, in verse 9, one very important step is to show genuine love and focus on the good.
Good.
Honor and respect others regardless of what they have done to us.
Okay.
To serve eagerly.
Good.
To be hopeful and patient and pray more, especially when times are really hard.
Yes.
And to be generous.
Good. And that generosity is an important component of Christianity, that if God has given us everything, we don't have to be holding on to things. We can let go of things.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Okay. So great analysis of the passage, by the way. I really appreciated your engagement of this particular portion and some of your insights. Talk to me about part of the assignment that you had was to pray more, maybe, than you normally do. Talk to me about that. How has this engagement of the Lord's Prayer impacted, helped your prayer life?
A lot better.
Okay.
I feel like now my prayers are really reaching God.
Okay.
I feel like they are less centered around what I want.
Okay.
Or need. It's more about around how amazingly thankful I am.
Awesome.
For Christ and God.
Awesome. That's great. So what do you feel like has helped your prayer life the most in this endeavor?
Starting with praise.
Okay. Kind of gets the focus,
yeah,
off
only
of yourself.
Because, yes, it kind of forces that radical humility,
okay,
onto you, which is
awesome.
Very, very important.
Okay. Very good. And then my favorite question, the Romans 12 passage, can you connect that to the cross for us? How does this, the brass tacks of living in God's will and these verses that speak to that, how does it tie back to the cross?
It states that we must present our bodies as a holy sacrifice, which is quite literally what Christ did.
Indeed.
So
okay.
I found that as a pretty strong connection,
yes,
to the cross.
Yes, it was very...
Yes.
And you didn't even, when I asked you that question, you didn't even have to think about it. You were like,
oh,
duh.
Yeah.
It's their sacrifice, mm-hmm. right there. It says it right there. And I thought that was a great observation. And then we talked about how the sacrifice of Christ really kind of calls us back to the Lord's Prayer, and then how we were going to just kind of talk through that, like working backwards mm-hmm. through the Lord's Prayer to where God kind of, where it all begins. But can you do that with us? Start at the end and...
Yes.
Okay, so his sacrifice, that's the part that got us here, and then take us into that.
He forgave us for our sins so that we can be more forgiving.
Good.
Secured our salvation. We can trust him with everything.
Yeah, so if his sacrifice brought about our salvation, why would he let us, why would he not listen to what our, you know, our needs? We can trust him.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
It's part of that radical humility that...
Once again. Yes. Okay. So he delivered us from evil so we can better resist temptation, forgave us of our sins so we can be more forgiving. His sacrifice secured our salvation, therefore we can trust him with our needs. Keep going.
He fulfilled God's will. We now better understand what God wants.
Okay.
And
yeah, again, back to that radical mm-hmm. humility, right? Like,
yes.
Wanting what God wants rather than what I want. And there's your shift in prayer, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm just as prone as you are to sit down and go, "Dear Lord, please take care of X, Y, and Z," right?
Yes, it's...
But when we approach prayer the way we're doing through this exercise, it's more like, because of his sacrifice, I can be more trusting. I can be more focused on what he wants rather than what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got one more. Maybe two.
Establishing God's kingdom, it helps us really understand, because of what Christ has done for us, it kind of sets the how intense the sacrifice can get,
mm-hmm.
how serious the sacrifice you would need to make to achieve that radical humility and mm-hmm. better your relationship with God.
Good. Very good. And then because of everything Christ has done for us, because of his sacrifice that bought our redemption, what's the final, going back to the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, we can...
Praise him. Thank him for...
Yeah. Yeah. And so... that is, so it's kind of like there's the Lord's Prayer, there's the structure he gives us, and then there's the sacrifice he makes, which kind of drives us back up through that structure to the conclusion of where it all began. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I use the old King James version in my mind, so okay. Anything else you wanted to say or focus on before we close?
I think that's really it.
Okay. Yeah, as I said earlier, I really appreciated your insight and I think one of your best observations was the radical humility component and how that really is both the result of Christ's sacrifice and sort of the beginning of our bearing fruit through faith and being in God's will, right? Which is what we kind of were trying to find at the beginning of this quest anyway.
Yes.
And I think you're going to be fine. Yeah. Did you have a prayer planned for the end?
Yes.
All right. Knock it out. Let's do it.
Lord, we thank you for this time to worship your word and to grasp and understand your will better. And please help us as we leave this room to better apply this message to our lives and to live out life the way you want us to. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Hey, great job.
Humbly trusting in thy cross, that alone be all our glory. All things else are vain and loss. Here we own a perfect Savior, only source of all that's good. Every grace and every favor comes to us through Jesus' blood. Jesus whispers this sweet sentence, Son, thy sins are all forgiven. Faith he gives us to believe, hearing ears and seeing eyes. When we live on Jesus' merit, then we worship God aright, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then we savingly unite. Jesus whispers this sweet sentence, Son, thy sins are all forgiven. Faith he gives us to believe, hearing ears and seeing eyes. Hear the whole conclusion of it. Great or good, whatever he knows, God or king or priest or prophet, Jesus Christ is all in all. Jesus whispers this sweet sentence, Son, thy sins are all forgiven. Faith he gives us to believe, hearing ears and seeing eyes. Jesus whispers this sweet sentence, Son, thy sins are all forgiven. Faith he gives us to believe, hearing ears and seeing eyes.
Good morning. I'm Joe Novak, one of the elders here at Hope Church, and this is our time of offertory. While we don't pass a plate here at Hope Church, we still believe that giving yourself to God is an important aspect of our faith and journey as Christians, and that can take many different forms. If your love language happens to be financial giving, then we do have means for you to do that. There is a bucket in the back, and there is also the website, hopeisrael.org. Also, the QR code that's in the back of your bulletin. But your love language may be acts of service, and if that's calls to you, we have many volunteer opportunities. Just seek out any of the elders, deacons, pastors. Of note, you heard earlier about Blueprint happening next month. If you wish to sponsor youth, you can leave that donation in the buckets. If you wish to chaperone and actually get your hands dirty and actually do stuff, see Christy Leroy. I believe she's in the back. If you want to help out in the kitchens at Blueprint, there are signups for that. You can help feed the masses that are working all day long. Jack and Jackie Kotlars, they're the people to talk to for that, and they'll get you signed up. Also, we have many needs here at the church. The deacons today were just talking this morning. We have a boon, a big baby boom of new Hope for Kids folks coming in to the point of needing to open up another classroom. And so it's a great problem to have, right? But with that comes the need for teachers and helpers, the teachers' helpers. So if you are interested in helping out teachers or even teaching, don't worry, you don't have to be a teacher to teach. We give you the lesson plan. We give you like how to go through it. It's kind of like bowling with bumpers. We'll get you through it. See Jen Townsend, and she'll get you plugged in. One Sunday every month or so, it makes a world of difference, and it really changes the lives of our youth and our kids. All right, so we also use this time for reflection, and so here we go. Here's my Spanish for the day. Amor a Dios, o obediencia a Dios, es lo mismo. So that's the short version. You guys get the longer version because I speak English. So I was thinking through, knowing that we were going to be talking about the Lord's Prayer. Great job today, Aiden. And I knew we were going to focus on it. So as I was studying it, I got stuck on the first two words, Our Father. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it. And I was wondering, and we think a lot about how we start something, right? Dear John, dear Mr. President, things like that. But Our Father, we're relating to God as a father, not a king. We don't say our holiness, our majesty, our grace, our king. We say our father. And I think Jesus knew what he was doing there, right? He did that on purpose. And it's amazing how many things are purposeful that we just take for granted. It's purposeful because we relate to family a lot different than how we relate to a king or to a president or to our boss. I mean, if you think about it, we have come up with great ways of being mediocre and lazy in our work as a means of sticking it to the boss or sticking it to the establishment, sticking it to our government. We come up with like cute terms for it too to justify it. You know, we have bare minimum Mondays, and we have try not Tuesdays, and we've got work less Wednesdays, and try even less Thursdays, and phone it in Fridays, and quiet quitting, and now the new thing is quiet vacationing, right? So you look at Colossians 3:23, and it says that God deserves our best effort all the time, and he deserves our unconditional love, and that love is manifested by our obedience to his word. So if you come and ask me, do you love God? Absolutely, yes, with all my heart. But if you came and asked me, do you obey God? It should be the same answer, but it's not. And I know that God is not satisfied with bare minimum obedience. God never phones it in. So as the music plays, consider shifting your mindset. Instead of when making really hard decisions, asking yourself, is this according to God's word? Perhaps ask instead, is this choice loving God? Father God, when we pray to you, help us to remember the five important themes in the Lord's Prayer. Praise, priorities, provision, pardon, and protection. Keep these words and their meanings fresh in our hearts. Keep us focused on your will and your kingdom come. It is in your name we pray. Amen.
Not, and he is safe and must succeed.
for whom the Lord is sure to plead. Friend of the friendless and the faint, where should I lodge my deep complaints? Where but with thee, whose open door invites the helpless and the poor? For though I am despised for God, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead. That were a grief I could not bear, didst thou not hear and answer prayer? But a prayer hearing, answering God, supports me under every load. For though I am despised for God, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead. For though I am despised for God, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed, for whom the Lord is sure to plead.
It was a, whoop, is that, did I, did.
Except for Tom.
Start over. And I think I'm on
now
here. You can, okay, I knew that. I'm a trained professional. I do want to atone for a previous oversight. I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer in Spanish just because I think it should be done. Padre nuestro, que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy el pan nuestro de cada día. Y perdónanos nuestras deudas, como también nosotros hemos perdonado a nuestros deudores. Y no nos metas en tentación, mas líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino y el poder y la gloria para siempre, jamás. Amén. All right. You know, I think we are truly blessed to be a part of a family where God's word is alive and active in our youngest members and in our eldest members and all the way through. And it's a blessing to be in a series where that's evident and sort of visible, I guess. Aiden, thank you for sharing your insights of God's word with us and your heart and both your you know, your strengths and your weaknesses and working us through that. I think it's, you know, every aspect of this prayer is something we could all use help with. So thank you for letting us enter in through your pathway to better understand God's word and his will for us. If you would, I would like to send you from this place with God's blessing, that these ancient words would be alive and at work within you today and every day. Would you open your hearts and receive the blessing of our Lord? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May you go in his peace.
Maybe. No, I wasn't listening.